It is Monday, May 2nd, 2016. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, please call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the solicitor is present and that the mayor is available should we need him. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would please sign your name and address, and you can address council.
My name is Virginia Cook. I operate a business at 107 Maple Avenue here in the borough. I was here at the last meeting, and I came back this meeting to thank the mayor and to thank the chief of police for taking care of the no parking line in front of my building where the fire hydrant is. I know that some tickets have been given out, notably to one of my clients who should not have been parking there. And so I listened patiently and said, don't park on the line ever again. And interestingly, about 2 weeks ago, there was a fire call to the building on the corner. And the fire truck did have to come right in front of the building. And gratefully, there was space to get to the fire hydrant. So, Mayor Cook, as one cook to another, I say thank you. I neglected to say when I was here last time, thank you also for paving the streets. I know you did it a lot last year. I see it's being done this year. I understand that you had to make some significant financial arrangements to do that, and it's a pleasure to see the infrastructure of the borough being taken care of. Finally, the traffic situation on Maple Avenue is still, I consider it to be very serious. It appears to be more serious in the afternoon when traffic seems to be really great, a lot of parents coming to the school to pick up the children. I had an elderly client, 87, come to my office and park in front of the building one Wednesday when there is no parking, even on the legitimate spaces in front of the building. And a police officer was right behind her and was very gracious and said, "Madam, you can't park here." I had to literally park her car where I could because she couldn't walk back far enough from where the available parking was over on Edgewood Avenue and be able to walk back to my office. So for me, it is getting to be an issue that there is no place for clients to park that's reachable by my elderly clients. Most days after 9 a.m., the place is pretty parked up while school is in session. So it remains an issue for the municipality. I also want to say that in the 26 years that I've maintained my office at that building, I have never once, not ever, had a problem with any of the children in the building, in the school building. The children are, as far as I'm concerned, very good neighbors. It's the situation with the number of people that have to come at the same time, or basically the same time every day, to interact with the school, and the number of people that come on a daily basis because they have some business that has to be transacted at that location for the school district. So it's a community problem. I do understand that the school district has its problems with paying all the bills. But my concern is primarily for the safety of the people on the street, and secondly, for the operation of my own business. And I actually went back over and talked to Mr. Steiner and said, "Casey, I don't want to leave, but I may have to go. If my clients can't get here, I may have to find other accommodations." So thank you, and keep working on the problem.
Thank you, Ms. Cook. I just want to affirm to you that we are indeed continuing and have continued to work on the problem. At the meeting that you attended, we did pass ability to purchase a device that monitors the speed on our streets. It's portable. It monitors the speed going both directions. Uploads data so that we can monitor the times of day that their traffic is at its peak, the different speeds in which it goes. We can also set it so that whenever a certain speed is reached that is above and beyond, a picture of the vehicle will be taken. Now, we can't use it to give a ticket, but what we can do is plot a pattern. If there's a particular person that goes at that speed, particular times of day, we can utilize our police force more efficiently. Our police chief and borough manager scouted out the equipment that we could use. It also has the ability to project a person's speed. So what we've been doing the past, 2-3 weeks, is where there have been complaints about speed on different streets, and it's happening all over the borough, is put the device up without the speed notification and gather data so that we are watching how people are driving unaware. And then we put the speed sign up so that people will see the speed that they're going. Because what we want to do is change people's behavior. And we have done that on a number of streets. I know that the device was on Maple. Past couple of weeks, it was up. So we continue to do that. And I thank you very much for acknowledging that there is method to our madness in some respects, and also want to affirm to you that, yes, indeed, we do take the infrastructure of the borough very seriously. That's our job, is to make sure that the tax dollars are spent wisely. And we do have a streets paving program that we implemented a number of years, and on a cyclical basis, we are paving streets and working with the water authority, being notified when they're going to be putting in new pipes so that we're not paving a road, they dig up a road and vice versa. Now, of course, when pipes break, you can't do anything about that. But we are continuing on with that program. So I thank you very much for your comments this evening, and want to affirm to you that, we continue on, and we'll continue on addressing these problems. It's not just a one-stop shop thing. We're going to continue on to assess it as we go on. Is there anyone else who would like to address council?
Hello, Al Caruso, 150 Gordon from the Edgewood Foundation. I'm here to report on our latest events. The Earth Day cleanup, which was run by our board member, Jim Sismore. He reports that we had a good turnout April 23rd, despite the cool, breezy morning. There were 35 volunteers, including 4 families with young children in tow, who participated. I know my 2 were participating as well, so that was forced labor, but good. The teens meet-up coffee house, which we're doing in conjunction with the library, also an event for teens to just sort of get together. That event, they had 12 teens for the March event and 5 for the May event. So the event is free. There are refreshments served. So spread the word. It's something we're just sort of getting started with. And so I see some possible teens in the room here. So if you want to just get together and hang out and socialize with a couple of your fellow teens in the neighborhood, please feel free to do so. The Edgewood Newcomers, that is coming up on May 12th, Thursday. It's being hosted by Marcel Bruchet and Julie Heinrich, who are graciously offering to open their house to the newcomers. As usual, we're inviting all of the newcomers who moved into the neighborhood based upon the real estate transfer. So if you guys, I think, invites in all of your mailboxes. If you didn't get any, I do have some extras here, and there's some downstairs. If you see or know of any newcomers who maybe didn't get them, maybe because they're renting, or maybe because they just did a recent sale, because we have the data through March, please feel free to direct them to the borough building to grab one of these, or to go on the website. All the information is there. It's a great event. And lastly, I believe we have the senior brunch. The invitations also went out for that. Council members, just keep an eye out for your invitations. I think they were just sent out, and that is for Sunday, May 22nd. And then I believe Angel did give our annual report to Julie.
Yes, that's correct. You should have.
Mostly because she is had to go to the game. So go Pens. That's where I'm headed right now. So thank you.
Angel's contact information is on those reports. If you have any questions, you can email her about those.
Al, I do have a question in reference to the age of the teens for the coffee house.
Welcoming all high school age residents and their friends to the events.
Good deal. Thank you.
Anything else for Mr. Caruso? Thank you, Mr. Caruso. And just inform your children they're just beginning into forced labor when you're involved in the community. That's what happens. Anyone else like to address council? Leaders, do you want to introduce your troop?
My name is Fagel Keller. I'm one of the assistant scout masters from 23 Edgewood, right across the street, First Presbyterian. We are 104 years old, 1912. 104 year old in the same location, sponsored by the same organization. Pretty amazing. We brought the scouts with us tonight, and many of whom are working on their citizenship in the community merit badge, which is one of the 11 required merit badges for the rank of Eagle Scout. So some of them are getting a very early start. Some of them are sort of getting close to the end. We appreciate you welcoming us, and we're looking forward to the rest of the meeting.
Thank you. Well, we are happy that you're here, and we're elected to serve you. So is there anyone else that has anything to address with council? All right. Well, thank you then. We'll be following the agenda. I think you all have a copy of that. Mr. Wainwright, do you have a motion for us to authorize payment of bills?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $46,487.08, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $1,672.20, for a total of $48,159.28.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Nothing really of note. Routine expenses this month.
Ms. Bestini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee action, Dr. Petrola, motion to lift the ban of alcohol for Community Day.
I move to lift the ban on consumption and possession of alcoholic beverages by legal-aged adults at Caning Field during Edgewood Community Day.
Second. Questions or comments? This is what we do for Community Day. We've been partnering with the Volunteer Fire Department and Dee's Hot Dog and Beer Shop to have a beer cave experience during Community Day, and people can bring their wine and listen to the symphony under the stars and the fireworks. Other than this motion, alcoholic beverages are not to be consumed in the field. Ms. Bessie, you need to call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to lift the ban for Animal Rescue League and the park for Community Day, Dr. Petrola.
I move to allow the supervised animals of the Animal Rescue League and the Wild World of Animals on Canning Field as part of the entertainment for Edgewood Community Day.
Second.
Questions or comments?
What are we doing with these animals?
The Animal Rescue League will have a booth at Edgewood Community Day. They will bring cats that can be adopted right out of the booth. If the weather is mild, they will also bring dogs that that you have to go to the center and sign a lot of paperwork to adopt. And the Wild World of Animals is the animal show that the Edgewood Foundation sponsors every year, and they bring turtles and turkeys and do a little educational seminar on each of the animals and show them to the kids and let them hold tarantulas. All animals will be supervised.
All righty then. Are there any other questions or comments? Ms. Bussini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. This time we'll go into the business meeting, the volunteer fire department report. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Wainwright.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I ask Ms. Bastianini?
Yes.
Would you like someone to make a motion with regard to the...
Yes, since we're lifting the ban on alcohol, we can save it for the next meeting, though. The Edgewood Foundation is sponsoring a pig roast at the park on June 4th, so we can do it next. Okay. The next meeting.
All right. Mr. Reynolds, welcome.
Thank you.
Past council member,
yes.
Just so you know.
Yes, and I would be remiss if I didn't avail myself of this opportunity to let you know that we have a junior firefighter program within the Edgewood Volunteer Fire Department. All you have to be is 14 years old. If you want to do some real citizenry, some real hands-on citizenry, come and join. Talk to me later. Sorry, that's my plug. Speaking of which, we had our Fire Academy graduation this last weekend. We graduated 6 brand new Firefighter 1s into your community. Tony Lupinacci, Lorenzo Soletti, Raj Desai, Leah McLean, Sean Enterline, Matt Lederman, all of whom are very, very dedicated, good group of guys. We painted and patched the entire bunk room and the day room. We're going to be doing the kitchen and the bathroom next, both of which are in dire need of updating. We are, as pointed out, we are underway with Community Day planning with our annual chicken and ribs dinner and as well as the beer garden. I also want to just mention in front of council, as you all are aware, we had a cardiac arrest save over on West Swissvale using the AED. I have been told by our pre-hospital leadership that is an incredibly rare phenomenon. And that patient did survive, and my understanding is that gentleman walked out of the hospital. I'd like to recognize just publicly Annie Hendricks, Lamont Payne, and Jim Ireland, who did an exemplary job there. I also, it actually made me think, you know, we are averaging now about 2 to 3 opioid overdoses a month. In fact, it's occurring at such a rate that when we save them, it's not really kind of worth mentioning because it's such a frequent event, and I just thought it'd be worth bringing up to council that this is a crisis in Pennsylvania, and we have a real problem, and I just want to make sure that council is aware. It's not just in other municipalities, it's actually here. And I'll take questions on that if anybody has any. And we've had 45 to 50 calls on the month. I didn't go through our old books, but it's right in that range.
Any questions for Mr. Reynolds?
How many overdoses?
About 2 to 3 a month.
Who supplies you with the drug?
So I'm pretty involved with it in my UPMC job. You'd be surprised to know that Fayette County actually has the highest mortality of any county in the nation.
Some might be.
Yeah. For opioid overdoses. And actually what we're finding is that while there are a good portion of them are heroin overdoses, we're finding that people are crushing their pills if they can't get their hair, crushing pills that they have gotten and snorting them or otherwise ejecting them and getting to that state in some other way. And it's, you know, it's not just in other places it's happening here. So, in fact, we mandated, just interestingly, and I know that the other healthcare systems are doing the same thing, we mandated all of our primary care physicians as well as our advanced practice providers to take advanced training in prescribing opioids and, you know, to just bring more awareness to the provider side of things. So.
Are you getting, like, the same people over and over again, or is it different people every month?
So it's actually different people, believe it or not. We're not going... So actually, Chief Payne could tell you, there are particular addresses maybe 2 years ago where we always knew we'd end up, right? We just knew that that's where that kind of behavior was going on. Not so much anymore. Many times it'll be maybe at the town center in the parking lot where they have gotten a, you know, they've gotten their fix and, you know, off they go, but we're finding it now more frequently in homes. So, and I just, well, I'll just leave it at that. I don't, yeah.
So. I've had three deaths in my little congregation, family members in Washington County. Yeah. It's very real, and it's everywhere, and it is a fantasy that people think that it doesn't impact their neighborhood or, you know, people that they know.
Which I just, it just made me feel like I had to just make sure that everybody knows. And Chief Payne and the cops, I mean, they're, you know, they know all about it as well. And, you know, and as I understand it, there have been several big busts in Swissvale, and I mean, just like every week you hear about them going after the illegal drugs, but it just doesn't seem to, it's just occurring at a rate. When they can't get that, then they're using prescription drugs. So.
Yeah, two friends of mine died from heroin.
Sorry.
Anything else?
No, I think that's enough.
Thank you very much, and please thank the Volunteer Fire Department for their service. It's much appreciated, and we look forward to partnering with you as well with Community Day. I know that you'll be in touch with Julie and Community Services as we coordinate things. So that.
Very excited to do so.
Recreation Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. T-ball and softball registrations are due May 15th. We've been getting a good number in already. We also are underway with all of our preparations for Movies in the Park. The first one is June 13th. We're showing Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, weather permitting. We also have made a lot of good progress on Community Day. We're confirmed with D6 Facts and Dogs. They will also, again, be sponsoring the Adult Cornhole Tournament, and we thank them very much for their generous donations. They will also be there this year selling hot dogs at a booth, so we're happy to have them there. Yes. we've secured the game booths, we've secured porta potties, and some local bands for entertainment. We're trying to get some more local businesses to sponsor a booth, just to hand out information about their services and their businesses. So if you have any friends who run a great local business in the area, please let them know that we're looking. Our application's available online, or let me know. I'd be happy to reach out. Just so we really get a full community feel at Community Day, it'd be great to have as much participation from our local businesses as possible. And that's all I have for recreation.
Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority met. There was a slight glitch with the plans for Harlow and Garland. The gas company wasn't very forthcoming with where their lines were. So that delayed it a little bit. It's supposed to be, the bid is supposed to be let out on the next month's meeting. So we'll proceed from there. One of the interesting things is they mentioned the average cost per employee, including wages and benefits, is $122,610. And they're also looking into the pumped versus sold ratio. Right now they're running 67% of what they pump, they sell. And they're trying to cut down on the loss. Some of it is inevitable, but some of it they're trying to cut down. They just recently had they've had a line for the last 10 years that was running into a catch basin. Nobody was sure why, but they just stopped that. The other thing is they're starting their summer employment program very soon, so any college-age student that wants to apply at the Water Authority for a summer job, I would encourage them to do so. That's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Any questions for Mr. Fuller? Planning Commission, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. I understand that they did meet. I was not able to attend. Ms. Bastianini, could you report on that, please?
Sure. The Planning Commission did meet on April 26th. They met to review a possible zoning ordinance amendment that council is considering. The minutes were provided to you. We did not have a quorum at the meeting. We only had two members present, so they don't have an official recommendation for council. But the content of the meeting is discussed in the Planning Commission.
Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson.
Did not meet.
Borough Solicitor, Mr. Barry.
Borough Solicitor, this, as I
request no action.
Thank you. Borough Manager, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Last week, the borough received a dividend check from MRM Workers' Comp. This is our workers' comp insurance for the borough employees. Since we're in a pooled workers' comp trust, the dividends are given out based on claim data for the past 6 years. I'm happy to report that our check this year was for $48,000. Our premium this year is $48,500. So that's great. And we really do owe a big thank you to our employees and for keeping an eye on safety and keeping loss prevention at the forefront of their minds as they do their jobs. So we were really happy that no one's gotten hurt and that we were able to return that in the form of a dividend check from MRM. It's time again for the Duquesne Light LED streetlight program. For $109 per streetlight, the borough can apply to have the light transition to an LED streetlight. And we've had much success with this in the past years doing Edgewood Avenue and South Braddock Avenue. This year, I was thinking of putting Penwood Avenue and Lincoln Avenue on the list to be transitioned over. As you might be aware, the lights have to be consecutive and we have to do at least 10 to qualify for the program. So we've really focused on the commercial sections of town, and I think Penwood would be a good transitional street to get us into the residential section. So unless anybody on council has a problem with that, we're going to apply for 15 LED streetlights in this year's program. We should see the check at the next meeting. All painting was completed on the fieldhouse over the weekend. And the 2016 roadway improvement program is almost complete. The last road that needs completed is the alleyway into Koenig Field, which should be done tomorrow. We did, however, run into a problem in the 300 block of Maple Avenue. Immediately after the paving was complete, a valve on a fire hydrant broke and caused a water leak. This is likely due to the vibrations from the roller. When the paving roller went over, it was an old valve, and it came loose and caused a leak. So the water company will have to be out to repair it, and we'll have to cut into the new road that we got about 3 hours of nice new paving out of. We do try to avoid these things. In January, all utilities are sent a list of roads we're going to pave this year. And they're asked to look for conflicts, but also to go out and check their equipment. Water Authority acknowledges receipt of this letter from the borough, and they said they checked it. This sometimes happens in the normal course of paving. It's nothing that our contractor did wrong. It's just the roller's a heavy piece of equipment, and it was an old valve. The Water Authority is, though, working with us. As you know, our street opening ordinance is old and a little bit outdated, so they understand that this road was just paved that day, and so they are going to likely patch a little bit more than they have to in order to make it better. You won't see a visual difference since we're going to pave it so soon. It won't be a gray street and a black patch. It should all look the same, but we're hoping to be able to do curb to curb or extend the length a little bit so that those seams aren't quite as close together. So that was unfortunate, but something that occasionally happens. MS4. Borough is happy to report that we are now participating in the Elkisan Pups program. In this program, dog owners are asked to take a pledge to pick up after your pooch when you're out on a walk with them. If you sign this pledge form and turn it into the borough's office, you will be registered to receive some free gifts for your puppy. The first gift you receive is this leash chain. This goes on your dog's leash, and it's filled inside with little baggies, so you can pick up your dog's poop while you're out walking. So we are thankful to Elkisan for sponsoring this program, and there's other goodies that you'll get as well. This also helps the borough to reach the goal listed in minimum control measure number 2 under our MS4 permit, which is public participation and involvement. We have to educate the public about MS4, and then we have to encourage them to do something to also keep our waterways clean. So if anybody wants to sign a form, they're downstairs on the table, and we'll be happy to get you your free gift.
We'll put this in the newsletter also.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's been on Facebook already, so we'll try to promote it as much as we can. General reminder that your council's 2015 Statement of Financial Interest forms are now due. If you don't If you've lost yours, you need another one, please let me know. I've got some extras, and we can get those taken care of for you. And that is all I have. Yes, this is for your term last year on council.
Anything for else for Ms. Bastianini? If you recall, Scouts, you're one of your Eagle Scout candidates helped us with the MS4 or the wet weather issues, keeping the... Are you here? Were you...
That was Tyree in Washington. Yeah. He's 18 years old and he's now an adult. So he's aged. He's left the room.
He's left the building, but his don't throw anything in the storm sewer discs remain as a testament to his community involvement and also. We very much appreciate the Scouts working with us in order to help the community and in the environment in these kind of ways. So if you guys want to help promote the pick up after your pup thing or, you know, whatever, we have all sorts of things that the borough manager can talk with you about that would be very helpful for us.
Like Legacy for Eagle Projects, we love Legacy Projects. Remain as a physical reminder.
Sure. And we like referring to them. So. Bocce court.
Bocce court.
Yeah, bocce court and the dog park. New business. I would like to call Committee of the Whole for next Monday, 6:00. Mm-hmm. We were going to go over the data the device for street safety has collected. The chief and Julie have gone through some of that and will be ready to present to us so that we can continue to make good decisions.
6:00.
6:00. Yes.
We also need a pension committee meeting. Should we wait until we can talk to Dr. Wallace?
Yes.
Since his schedule is
demanding. I think we were going to do that before. So, yes.
So
we can
we'll talk
maybe
to him
email
and
him and...
Mm-hmm.
and
sounds good.
Yeah, we'll talk around and find some dates.
Sounds good.
We can announce that at the next meeting then. May 12th is the newcomers meeting. The senior brunch is May 22nd. That's a Sunday. Is there anything else? We do not need an executive session. Our next council meeting will be the 18th of May. And our committee of the whole will be on the 9th. 16th, sorry. Math, it's a good thing.
Evening.
Anything else?
I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. And it's 8:05.
Name starts at 9:05.